My corporate abilities. Chico Alexander and Jason Block, my WLTI cohorts, have seen me play on Full Tilt when it was legal, and they've seen me win many tournaments. As a matter of fact, my ROI, return on investment, was 60%, which means that if I got into a tournament, there's a 60% chance I'm cashing it in. That's an obscene number, and needless to say, I was ranked number one on Full Tilt in terms of Omaha High-Low and table games. And it was fun, because I got to play poker, which is all sorts of fun. But you have to remember something as a poker player. Part of playing the game is about dispatching your opponents, but also for them realizing you're not a threat. Because the second that people think that you're a threat, they will not play against you, and they will team up with other people at the poker table to eliminate you. And if you don't think that can happen, then you don't really know anything about poker, because that's exactly what happens in poker. Moving on ahead to Vanessa Russo. A lot of people are saying, myself included, that she played a fantastic game in Big Brother this year, which she did. But here's the problem, and a lot of people think that she was one of the best Big Brother players of all time. No, she wasn't. She plays poker like I play poker, like most people play poker, which is you play poker to dispatch of your enemies as quickly and brutally as possible, and you don't give them a chance to breathe. From a game-playing perspective, that's exactly what you want to do. And she did it effectively, efficiently, and ruthlessly. Her biggest problem was you also have to play a social media game on top of it. And from the social aspect and from the social media aspect, it's not only playing a good game with your teammates, with the people in the house, but also playing a good game with the public. That's us. This is the whole point of Big Brother, is to make yourself likable and to make sure that you get as many advantages that you have in the house. That is exactly what killed Vanessa Russo, is the fact that everybody realized that she was the biggest player in the room, that she was the massive whale, and the only way that they had any chance of winning the money was to harpoon her before she got to the harbor. Steve was smart enough to realize this. He eliminated her, and so the jury was torn between two people that really didn't play the game, but you had someone that played the social game a lot better than the other person that was hoping to ride on Vanessa Russo's coattails. And it'd be the lesser of two evils. Off that note, the jury pretty much didn't have a choice, and therefore Steve won 6-3. And he showed because he was the best player, because he realized where the whale was in the room, and he harpooned her to get rid of her. That is what key poker players do at all times. You eliminate the threats, so all you have left are people that you know you can beat, especially head-to-head. Like poker, like life. And unfortunately for Vanessa Russo, she has to realize that although poker is a cutthroat game, it only works for you when you get re-invited back to the table. This is Gordon Pepper, and that was State of Play.